Yes, so as you may or may not have heard, I have made the challenging decision to close kinship as a physical space. So, for those of you who don't know what kinship was, it was a co-working space based in Brower. But a bit more than that, it was a creative hub. We offered many workshops, classes, we had a photo studio on the premises. We also dabbled in ceramics, and we had these beautiful private studios within the building as well. So I've been operating Kinship since 2018, and we're almost at that 5-year mark. And recently, I've just been kind of considering the community, where we're at, where we want to be going. And for me, this felt like the right time to make a big change. So, what we've decided to do is actually close the physical space and start working on something new. Obviously, this was an extremely challenging decision because we have made such a beautiful community. Inside and outside of kinship, and many, many businesses, partnerships were made throughout those times. And that will be something that's really missed from me, and I hope the community as well. But when I kind of stepped back and analyzed what we were doing and how different the landscape was to 5 years ago, it was quite dramatic. So when we opened, there weren't that many co-working spaces. There was a couple in, the Canggu Brower area, and for me, it was a perfect opportunity to create something that really had community at the forefront, really kind of honed in on the artistic, creative community. We had an art studio where we would offer partnerships with artists who could come in and use the studio for free, and we had exhibitions, and it just felt like this really small, kind of tight-knit, thriving community. Obviously, we've had a pandemic in the middle of our operations, which was extremely challenging, and then now the borders have opened, and we're seeing huge growth in the tourism sector since the pandemic. And for me, that is just a little bit of a different direction to what we kind of originally envisioned. I really was passionate about, collaboration and growing a really strong community. And now I feel like maybe more of our members are a bit more transient, and it's a bit more challenging to kind of keep that alive. So instead of pushing and pushing and pushing and trying to make it work when I really didn't feel like it was working in the way I wanted it to, we've stepped back and just thought, okay, how are we contributing to the community? Is this what we want to be doing long term? Maybe not. Where can we use our resources, and how can we use our resources to grow and, contribute and give back? Which leads us to this decision. So at the moment, we don't have a set plan. We are looking at transitioning into the digital space through an online offering, which we are kind of deep in brainstorming and working on. It's very much in its infancy. But it's an exciting transition that I think will be more aligned with what we want to do, and the long-term goals for what we want to provide for our community.